Blog Talk Radio.
It's the sort of thing better than diamond rings. That's why we're here to sing football. Sunday in the snow, referee's whistle blows. Weekend warriors toe to toe. Football. 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 Football.
Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is.
Like water. Be water, my friend.
Good evening, this is live to the NPR podcast. I'm T Matrix. You can check out the show live on SubRadio.com, Select Football. Check out scores, highlights, player stats, players of the week, power rankings, standings. All that on the website, PhiladelphiaFlagFootball.com. Actually, FlagFootballAmerica.com, under the Philadelphia Flag Football banner, KOP Division. Took last week off. Massive excitement because of the Pope visit. Took the week off. Potentially now, could be some weather challenges going forward in the week three, so there could be a possible change in the schedule for this week. But we'll get out. Advisory board. Not going to waste any time. Got a couple guests lined up for tonight. Let's bring him in first. Estat, been a while since you've been here. Always active on the board. Week three, we're kind of in a stalemate. Got a bunch of teams looking for position, but let's just go forward with pretty much where we're at with week three. Personally, I feel as though some of the teams in the upper level are trying to really prove themselves, separate from the pack, but we still got a couple teams here who are really trying to get themselves established here going into week three, a delayed week three, as I should say.
Gap is closing, and our guest tonight is, going to be one of those reasons why. Sort of the gap is closing. You know, you really have a lot of teams that are making a lot of moves and just bringing in more talent, a lot more talent actually coming into the league. You know, I think what's different now is, you know, people've kind of not really gotten rid of the nicknames because the Spartans are full of nicknames, but I think what's happening is the rosters are a lot bigger than they used to be, and there's a lot more sort of specialists. So I think overall, from top to bottom, it's going to be a very competitive year. And I'm thinking that I would honestly say there's probably about 6 or 7 teams that legitimately could get to a final.
No, I mean, you look at the rankings here, you know, like I said, last week, sir, right, with that week off, you can rehash what the rankings are. Right, you got 14 sitting at 4-0, two teams sitting at 1-1, you got two teams at 1-2, and then right at the moment, three teams, surprisingly enough, SPD, Stallions in that group, and 1-1 sitting below with no wins. So, you know, you look at the Stallions, you know, like I said, storied history, SPD, storied history, you look at those franchises, longest tenured franchises in the league, but like anything, things are cyclical, they're just really looking for talent. So let's bring Joe C in here, see if we still have him on the board. Joe, you took a week off. We actually had a week off for the Pope visit, potentially another week off coming up. We'll talk about that after our first guest, but, you know, looking at those teams here that are Stallions and SPD, I mean, what do you think in that, with those storied franchises at the moment being winless?
Man, I think that's just the luck of the draw in first couple weeks. I think that they'll be okay come the end of the season.
And Gordon behind the glass here running the board. Let's bring our first guest in that spot now. Right, I know Gordon's trying to make sure everyone's set here. I mean, you know, we want to get to the bottom of his name, going to be the bottom of how he got in the league, going to get his resume. But let's bring in our first guest. I think he's holding here on the 2921 number. But let's see if we have him here tonight. So introduce our first guest to the show tonight.
All right, well, Joey, did you know there's a storm coming? You hear about this storm coming?
I heard rumors, man.
You heard rumors? Yeah, well, before this Joaquin got here, there's another storm coming in the league. The team is currently 2-0. They trying to take your ship, Joe. I heard you say you're going undefeated. You lucky I wasn't here, man. You lucky. Undefeated, Joe?
Undefeated, baby.
Joe?
Undefeated,
listen,
though.
Man. But listen to what I'm saying. We're going to have a whole show on how you go undefeated. Man, I don't care if you're playing beer pong, kickball. It is very hard to go undefeated on in any
level.
Well,
talk to me after the talk to me after the championship game, and I'll rewrite the book for you.
All right. Well, you lucky Gordon's messing up on the board, man, because there's a storm coming. All right, y'all gotta get buckled down, because our first guest has actually been in the league a while. He's really not a rookie, but just the way he's kind of come now, finally landed with a team and touchdown, I think has really been good for the league. And he's the quarterback of the Spartans. So without further ado, let's bring in quarterback of the Spartans, Storm Miller.
Hello, fellas. Can y'all hear me?
Arm, what up, man? What's going on?
How's everybody doing tonight?
Good, good, man. Good. Welcome to the show. T-Matrix, you there?
I am here. So let's get to the bottom of the name. I mean, obviously we don't give governments out on the show. How'd you get in the league? I mean, is that your name, Storm Miller? Because I heard rumors, Gordon's telling me, is your name? I mean, give us the rundown. Let's just put this in the file, in the history book. What is your official name?
My name is actually Storm Miller. I was named after a guy who played professional baseball, actually, all the way back in the 80s. He had pitched in a World Series, and that's kind of where it came from. The name that you see on the back of my jersey is Mr. Official, and that's kind of a throwback nickname that some of the guys in the league had started. I played in the league, I want to say about 2 years ago. I came in and played for the Stallions for a little bit after an injury to one of their quarterbacks, and they were wearing orange. So I showed up the first week, and all I had was an old officiating basketball T-shirt, and it said Official on the back. So nobody really knew who I was yet, and everyone just started calling me Mr. Official, and that was kind of the name that stuck for a little while there.
Yeah, and do you know why they called you Mr. Official? Because you was the truth, man. You was ready to take that Stallion franchise out of the muck and the mire, and they couldn't make a deal to keep you, man.
Yeah, I realize they have their guy. They have their franchise quarterback, and I was kind of a guy who just came in to fill a void after an injury, and I was okay with that. You know, I wanted to be in the league. I don't think things had worked out for a little while there, and that was okay. I was actually living a little bit farther away for a little bit of time there. But I'm glad we found a situation, or I found a situation I could come into. You know, obviously playing for the Spartans, and who I'm with now, being surrounded by the athletes that we have, is a pretty fortunate situation. Basically, it's just my job to distribute the ball and get it to our guys in space, and I'll let them do the rest of the work.
Right, so had you played flag football before? I mean, I know, you know, even looking at that one-on-one game, looks like, right, you got a bunch of team players on your team who are veterans. They played a couple in other teams. They, for the most part, haven't had done a whole lot of winning. I know that was a transition year when you were on the Stallions, but what's been your experience flag football-wise? Have you played in a coed league before, or have you played other versions of flag football?
Sure. As a matter of fact, I've won a couple championships before playing different positions. I mean, my background is I played football for my entire life, played all through high school, went on to play in college, took a scholarship to play ball at a D2 school. Coaching staff change kind of led me to transfer. I ended up finishing my career at Ursinus College as a wideout. We actually won a conference title while I was there playing at Ursinus. There is another guy in the league who played with me on that team. So I do have an idea of what it takes to win and get the big wins and you know, win a championship. I've won 3 flag league championships in other leagues. There was one in Warminster and 2 in Bucksmont. We've won championships before. I was a quarterback for 2 of those 3 teams. I was a wide receiver on the other one. So Played on some winning teams, and I'm starting to figure out, you know, what it takes to be a consistent winner. I think we have, you know, the talent. I think a lot of the teams in this league have the talent to win. It's just going to be a matter of a team that has the intangibles, you know, kind of bringing it all together at the right time and stringing along a series of wins, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So you brought up a couple good points. Like, number one, like, and we kind of have like a joke in the league, like, leave your resume at the door, which I'm so glad you told us what you played, because we've seen D1, you know how guys say what they've done before they played in the league? Oh, yeah, I used to play at, you know, a little Michigan State, or I went to Ohio State until I hurt my knee, you know what I'm saying? And so,
yeah.
Right? So, but you came onto the field because you can't fake it. Like, you just can't fake it. Like, even though you might have had regular football experience, playing flag is a lot different than maybe any kind of, like, regular football. So,
sure.
Can you give us an idea of, like, one, how does this league compare, and what does it take to play QB position? Because I know everyone thinks they can play QB until that first rush comes. Then it's like, oh,
sure.
Wow, this isn't what I thought it looked like from the sideline.
Sure. Well, I mean, I think the first thing that you would recognize at the college level playing quarterback, and I'm a guy, I'm only 6'1", and some people will tell you that's tall, and I can tell you playing college ball, it's not that tall. So you walk up to a line of scrimmage, and your two tackles are 6'6", you know, your two guards are probably 6'2", 6'3", and so is your center. So the first thing you got to do is look over these massive dudes in front of you. And for me, that was pretty difficult thing to get used to. My offensive line in high school was tinier than I was. So size differential is the first thing that you notice, you know, when you come out. The other thing is, when you're playing college, there's, you know, another 21 guys out on the field other than you. There's a million things that you're looking at in the 30 seconds before you snap the football. You got to make sure you have your guys, you know, in the right play. If it's a pass, you got to have the right protection. And if they're, you know, if they're blitzing, even if you have the blitz picked up, you got your guys on the outside, got to know what the hot routes are. So there's so much more, you know, that's involved in an actual collegiate football game and a higher level game. But I think flag has its own intricacies too. You know, obviously in this league, you don't have anybody stopping you on a rush. That person comes free as soon as the ball snaps. So when you get your hands on a ball, you know, you have to make a quick decision of whether or not you want to get rid of it, two, get moving, but three, there is nobody stopping the rush. So whatever decisions you make, just like in college, they have to be fast decisions, and you have to be decisive. You can't second-guess yourself.
And let's integrate that with the Primo play, and, you know, we'll kind of wrap up with this, just in terms of, right, we believe, right, it is the sport of the future, even at the pro level, right, less contact allowed, just less hitting with concussions and injury. But what the league does more than anyone has been progressive and ahead of its time in terms of how they truly integrate the female, the goals. So, you know, 20 years from now, that women are just so happen to be on the field that they're not isolated. What's been your thought on the female rules and the female play in the league?
I'll be honest, I everybody that I tell that I play, you know, in this league, I will mention that it is a co-ed league, and I tell people, and it is not a lie, this is the most competitive and well-organized co-ed league I've ever seen. And I was a little bit caught off guard when I first showed up 2 years ago, and I saw some of the girls on the teams, and one, how athletic they were, and two, how intense they were. When I saw girls just letting dudes have it on the sideline, I didn't know what to think. I was like, what did I get myself into? The other secret, and, you know, sorry to everybody out there if I'm exposing some deep, dark secret here, but the secret of this league is your team will go as far as the girls on your team will carry you. And I think you saw, you know, last week, some of the girls that we have on our team, you know, proved to be pretty valuable weapons. You know, some of the additions that they've made, I think, are definitely going to carry our team moving forward. The trick to this league is definitely getting some female talent out there, you know, rolling with you guys.
And No, because the follow-up to that, I know in last week, I know, Joe, I don't know if you caught word of that, but I believe, like, right, obviously Joe plays on Team NWO, the Korean Championship, that, yeah, they have, without a doubt, the best female combination in the league. I think on the first play last week, their female in the league caught a right off the play, first play of the game, quarterback goes there on a bomb, she catches a 60-yard bomb, scores. There's, on that particular team, there is no differentiation between male and female. They're just all players on the team.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that is definitely the secret to success in this league. You know, we had a situation last week, and this is the first team I've played on in this league where, you know, we did get into, I think over the course of the game, I think we got caught in two third and gender plays, and we rolled out, you know, three, four girls out on the field, and I'm comfortable throwing to any of them. You know, it was just a situation where I think I scrambled on one play, threw an incomplete pass in second down and third down and Jenner. We rolled out, you know, three to four girls on the field, and they can all run routes, they can all catch, and they can all run after the catch, which I was pretty pleased to see some of them making some plays for us. So, you know, in terms of how well, you know, I think you guys have integrated them into the league, I think it's there. And like you said, I don't think you're wrong in you know, classifying yourselves as probably one of the more progressive leagues out there. You guys are definitely taking the right steps.
No,
hey, Joe, have you seen Storm play yet, man?
You know what, man? I seen him play for the Stallions, and I gave him a little bit of hell this in the preseason. I haven't seen him really play since the preseason, but you know, my man, you're on the social media calling "Don't Call It a Comeback," man. A lot of people didn't know you on the Stallions, man. So was it really a comeback? You know, I'll give you a little hell for it. I won't lie. But I seen him play. He's doing all right. He's doing all right. I seen him play a little bit. I haven't seen him play too much, only because you have that DeAndre on your team, and I don't even like watching him play. No, I'm just waiting. But he's good. No, he's a very good athlete, and you know, I talked to Steve, who I think was on your team for those other things. So I know about him. I did my research. I know what's going on with him.
Come on, yeah. Joe, man. You're going to be facing them in the finals, dude. You better do your homework.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Come on, man. What's up, Joe? You got to check this man out.
I've seen him. You know what? I seen him throw a couple INTs in the preseason. That's all I need to see.
Okay.
No, you were definitely right. That preseason game, I'm not going to lie, that was a little bit rough. I hadn't gotten out and thrown the football all that much this summer. I was a little bit more concentrated on basketball. You know, I thought, you know, being semi-young, and I'm not that young, I thought I could just pick up a ball and get out there and spin it again right away. And I found out the hard way that wasn't going to be the case. The other thing I think I had working against me was my first time. We didn't have any practices, anything like that, and I'm a guy who definitely likes to do his preparation. You know, game film was always a huge part of what I did and what I put into the week, you know, when I was playing in college. You know, we've gotten a couple practices in. We've showed up early a couple times just to get some extra throws in, and I think, you know, we've definitely seen the benefit of that. So, you know, the other thing is I love shit talkers. That only makes me better. And when I played back when it was a contact game, I was a little bit one of those guys who not only would I go out there and try and get after your team on the scoreboard, I'd let you know about it as I was walking off the field. So, you know, the talking, if I hear that behind me, that's all the motivation I need. And I kind of had an easy target on my back my entire life just with the name that I was given. So, you know, if that's what you're into, go ahead. But, you know, when it comes to what I do now, it's more of a business-like approach. I'm there to win on Sunday and then go home.
Awesome. Hey, and you get to know, awesome. Like, Spartans are 2-0 right now. Like I said, I'm just going to log you in there with the other, you know, 100, 200 players you sort of had on the show, just kind of just logging in. Anything you want to lead the league with, any thoughts, any final thoughts? No, right, Spartans, 2-0. I know Eric and DeAndre and Dante, and you got some female players.
We're gonna have them on. We're gonna have them on next week. But we're gonna have your
GMs have
on next week.
Yeah.
Oh man, I can't wait for that. Oh man.
So,
man, I can't wait for that.
Leave us with? Anything you want to leave us with, Storm? Before we go
yeah,
into week
know,
three, but anything
to,
you want to leave the league with? Anything you want to say? Your time.
Yeah, no, I just you know, I want to thank you guys for you know, finding the right fit for me and having me back in the league. You know, I was like you said, like you mentioned earlier, I was gone for a couple years there. You know, just couldn't find the right fit and things hadn't worked out. So I do appreciate you guys staying in touch with me and helping me to find the team. I also want to thank, you know, Eric and DeAndre for giving me the opportunity to come out there and represent them and be their quarterback. I know they thought that they had a group of guys together who were pretty talented and they just needed somebody to get them the football. And, you know, when they hit me up, I was pretty happy about it. And I knew they were probably pretty disappointed after that preseason game, but I think we're starting to figure some things out on our end. So, you know, I do want to thank them. I owe them pretty much everything for letting me come out and give me the opportunity to spin the rock again. It's been great 2 weeks. I'm hearing all the things I'm hearing is we have a pretty big game for us this Sunday. So, you know, I
who you guys got this Sunday? Who you got this Sunday?
Well, Storm, hey, let me break the news. Let me break this breaking news, guys. Breaking news. Let me tell you guys, all games have been canceled for this Sunday because of the storm.
Oh, man. What?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Come
yep,
on,
yep.
Man.
So they're going to be doubleheaders week four.
Okay, so doubleheaders week four. So there's no games.
Doubleheaders week four. So that gives you even more time to wreck New World Order, man.
Yep.
Come
okay.
on,
yep.
man.
So yeah, so all right. So we'll talk about that. We'll get the schedule worked out. So Storm, good luck. You got two next games against Action Crazy and the Mustangs, and good luck in week three.
Oh, Action Crazy, then the Mustangs.
Yes.
All right, man. Well, thanks for having me tonight, guys. I appreciate it. You guys enjoy the rest of your night. Enjoy the rest of your week. I'll see you all in 2 weeks.
Awesome. Right. Thank you so much.
Take it easy, man. Never slacking, man. Sipping in the black rain, faster than a red ghost. Getting ghost to Pac Man. One time, know I got a knack to get that change. Leader of the black gang, ROC, man.
All right, so that was Storm Miller. Hey, we ain't got no time. We're going to waste. Gordon's actually on a hot streak tonight, guys. We got to hit while it's hot. He's hitting on all cylinders. Look, let's bring the next guest that's hot real quick. Listen, he's probably been in the league now. If he'll correct us, maybe his seventh year in the league, seventh season in the league, rather. I think we've never had him on. We always make a point. We run you down at some point to get you on the show, bringing our last guest of the night. I know we got a call holding, but we'll see if we get to him.
All right, I'm doing the intro?
Yes, sir.
All right, so we got a veteran player. What we're trying to do this year is bring in some newer players and just bring in a lot of the unsung heroes. You know, there's a lot of players in the league who've been around a really long time who, without them, the league would not still be in existence. And there are a lot of people who come and go, but there are some core players who come no matter what, rain or shine, even though they switch teams, they quietly support the league. And this player in particular really has sort of helped not only the teams that he's been on, but just has also helped the organizers and just given them, you know, tips and feedback from the players. So we're just really interested to hear not only, you know, how he came into the league, but just sort of like what's his journey been over the last couple of years. So we're proud to have on the podcast, we've got Mark S., and he is currently on Fun and Gun, but has been on SBD and also been on the Eagle. So let's bring him in.
Mark, you're alive. Do you have your podcast? How you doing?
Hey. What's going on, guys?
Listen to this bum
over
here.
Is it sixth or seventh season for you?
I lost track. I don't even know what year I came in. It might have been 2012 or something like that. But I'm just really thankful that I found the league when I did, because I was out of football. I think I stopped playing college when I was in 2009, so I didn't play for a while. But when I found the league, I was really happy to just get back on the field and throw the ball around.
So now, what was your first team? Was your first team SPD?
No, it's actually kind of interesting. I mean, I knew the league was in existence for a while because, you know, I went to the Upper Marion. All the Upper Marion guys were playing the league before I did, so I knew they were playing.
Okay.
But my cousin Chris, he worked at ITT Tech, and he told me that he was getting a team together, and I came in for one game. I think that was the first game that, like, what was that team called? It was the first team that Fee was on. They had, like, yellow shirts.
Oh, the Heat.
It was the Heat. It was the
Heat,
right?
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
I came for one game, and I played, and I think Romano was the quarterback, and it was such an awful experience.
Yes,
I said, forget that.
Joe, weren't you on the Heat too?
I was not. No. Cobra, and Billy
Cobra
Brower
on
were
the
on the Heat. We started the Shockers the year after.
That's right.
After
that was Cobra and Shockers.
After I saw that train wreck, I just jumped off the ship of my cousin, and I just waited till the next season and just threw my name around in the forum on Facebook to see if anyone would pick me up, and then Dom posted me real quick and asked me to come to one of their scrimmages.
Of course Dom scooped you, man. He was heavy recruiting back then. He would go to all the bad teams and recruit.
So let me rephrase that, Mark. How long do you think Dom can play, I mean, at that position? I mean, what was your experience playing with Dom in SPD?
Man, it was a rough road. But I really did appreciate them scooping me up when they did, because if it wasn't for Dom, I wouldn't have met Matt, you know, Hines, who became one of my best friends now. Kid's awesome.
That's
He's always
cool.
been there for me, helped me a lot, like trying to find a new job when I was out in Harrisburg. You know, I was out in Harrisburg for 3.5 years, and then I was traveling home to this area every weekend for 3.5 years. And during that time, I was playing flag football with you guys, too. So that's how much dedication I had to come back and see my family and play football with you guys. But, yeah.
Hey, man, be careful. A lot of people can hear you, man. Don't be talking about Hines that highly. Don't do that.
everyone knows he's a bum kid, but at the end of the day, he really went the extra mile, really helped me try to get a new job around home and stuff like that. He came to my wedding and everything like that, so I really appreciate that. But
that's cool.
I mean, it was tough. I mean, there were some times when, you know, I was playing SPD, and we could have went to the championship a few times, but we just kept on, you know, maybe Dom threw a couple picks when he shouldn't have, or should have threw a better ball, or you know, people are getting beat in the secondary. So, there's a lot of things going on. I mean, the one year we actually went to the championship, I think Hines dropped the interception that could have ended the game. I mean, like, little stuff like that. So, I kept on feeling like we're hitting a wall every single time, and I needed to change the scenery because, you know, I just wanted to be on a team that it wasn't really like – I'm not saying SPD is like a dictatorship, but I wanted to feel like everyone's voice was heard, that it was more of democracy, that – we had a more in-sync defense. We didn't just, switch different coverages during a game without letting the other people on the field know what's going on. So if you switch from, like, a cover two to a cover three, the safeties have to tell the corners that, because the corners will need to know what their responsibilities are. So if they think they have curl the flat, but really they have deep third, and they get screwed over because they don't know they have help over top because they're switching back and forth. You know, stuff like that was really, like, pissing me off, and I needed to switch and change the scenery, figure stuff out, went to the Eagles, and then try to incorporate all that stuff. And then after the Mustangs game, because we lost, everything just broke up. Like, no one wanted to show up and play anymore. That just kind of, like, it was, like, dead in the water. It was really upsetting because we had a lot of really good athletes. I know Brett, Tenacious, awesome player. Kid was a phenomenal receiver. Got in a car accident, hurt his back, and didn't come back to play. So we lost some key players last season.
And two things that we sort of want to think down. I mean, any thoughts on where the league's going at, or I mean, where do you see yourself? How long do you see yourself playing? As we kind of wrap things up, where do you see yourself playing in the next 3 or 4 seasons?
where do I see myself playing at in the next 3 or 4 seasons?
Come on, man. Tell them where you want to play. Tell them where you want to play. It's okay.
No, to be honest, dude, I'm when I first came into the league, I went right to Larry Weber, the quarterback for Fun and Gun. He was my quarterback in high school, and I wanted to play with those guys because I've been playing football with them since I was in sixth grade. I mean, Colin Nolan and I have been friends since we were in elementary school, and their team was full the entire time. So I was just, like, kind of on standby, waiting until there was a spot open. Then there was finally a spot open, and then they weren't sure they're going to have a team, and then I was waiting, and then that's when I almost played with Joey and NWO this season because I didn't even think they were even going to have a team, but I didn't want to not play. I mean, not playing football in the fall kind of sucks. I mean, that it just doesn't make sense. You have to play football in the fall. So then when they finally said, hey, we're finally going to play, I finally got the green light to play with them, and as long as they have a team, I'm going to stick with them. And just these are all my friends that I've known for a long time, and it's kind of like nostalgic to play with the guys that you played high school with and stuff like that. Because, I played college for 2 years before I got hurt, and it's really weird playing with guys that you never met before and think that you can really mesh together as a team. That really impacted me a lot. I mean, versus like playing football with guys since middle school, growing that bond for like 4, 5, 6 years to high school, and it feels really natural. Now it feels great to go back to that again. So. And not to knock you down, Joey, I did have a blast playing you guys preseason, though. I mean, I have a lot of respect for Jeff,
nope.
Brandon,
and don't
want to
hear
you.
I'm just playing, man. No. We like you on the team, man. I'm just messing with you.
the really cool thing, though, about this league is that it seems like everyone's really friends with each other. Like, when I first came in, I was hesitant. I wasn't really sure, like, is there going to be a lot of fights? Is it going to be kind of scrappy? But it's not. It's actually really organized, you know. Stacey, you and your brother do a great job reffing, making sure that no one gets out of line, throws punches, starts threatening about getting a gun out of the car and shit like that.
Man, I'm going to be honest. If I ever see a gun, I'm the first one gone. So I've never seen one in all the years I've been doing.
I was in the military way too long. They better be, if they're pulling it, man, they better be really pulling it.
No, I was just really happy the way that things turned out and the way that the league is being run. And the calls on, like, the reffing, the calls have been very consistent the past couple of years that I see with, like, the flag guarding and then unnecessary roughness type stuff that we saw last year. I mean, those were some good calls that were called. And then, like, the moving picks and stuff like that. And then also implementing new rules and making sure that all the players know what the new rules are so people don't get screwed over, like that new third and gender rule, the girl can't run the ball anymore. She has to actually go out for a pass, stuff like that. So I really do appreciate how the league just goes out of their way to make sure everyone's on the same page, so everyone's on, like, an equal playing field.
Yeah, and how do you think the league's changed over the years?
Talent, I mean, everyone's, like, I was talking to, like, Terrell, Joe, like, a bunch of people, like, earlier, like, the preseason and stuff, like, how this season is, like, totally different now because all the players that were, like, on their franchise teams for a long period of time are, like, all moving around now. Like, the league's really, like, kind of leveled out in regard to, like, talent and which teams are going to be, like, powerhouses. There's, like, a handful of them now, not just, like, one or two. So that's, like, one of the reasons, like, things how it's changed. And obviously, like, different fields that we play at and stuff like that. And just, like, people are coming up with, like, more elaborate plays and stuff like that. Like, you're actually seeing more, like, combo routes on offense. You're actually seeing some crisp route running. Like, Hines, I know he does it all the time. And Jeff, I always tell Jeff, he probably runs the best post corner out of anyone in the league. You know, he's done that to me so many times. And, it, like, it's the point where you kind of know other people's tendencies when they run routes. So it's just a lot of fun to see people evolve and become, like, better, like, receivers, better defenders in this league.
Yeah, man, you're right. And I'm like, looking at the standings, and, like, if I, like, realistically look at, like, every single team, and if I think of each team and if they play, like, their best game, like, there's, like, 6 or 7 teams that legitimately could get to the finals or win it. You know what I mean? It's especially with the way that the playoffs are structured and you'll get at least a decent matchup.
a lot of teams can have success in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Unless they see NWO, Chris.
Or if they party too hard the night before, Joe, right? But you don't know nothing about that, right?
You know what, man? I've never partied before a game.
Come on, man. Like, come on. You know, I'm not you, Joe, but you know how it is, Mark, when some guys
don't drink their smoothies,
drink all night, don't practice, and come to the field on a bender because on a first-round game they think it's going to be a easy road to the Marshall Cup. Look, we're not just giving out Marshall Cups, dude. You got to earn it.
It is true. I mean, everyone brings their all when they play. I mean, I do have to say this time last year I played the day after my bachelor party. I was, like, totally out of it. But I had, like, two interceptions still. I was playing out of my mind. But it's tough. Like, you really have to get hydrated after, you know, throwing up a couple times the night before and stuff like that. So I definitely don't recommend that. But, but yeah, I mean, there's a handful of teams that could definitely make it to the Marshall Cup, but – like, there's so many injuries have happened already this year. I mean, I heard Dom hurt his hand already. I'm not even sure if – I guess Hammer's going to be their quarterback now if he's still out. I mean, the kid from didn't someone break their collarbone? Didn't Hines break someone's collarbone because they just ran?
Yeah, that was Johnny from –
Johnny
Dallas.
Norton.
Yeah.
Johnny Norton.
He broke his – he's in the gym too much, man. What's up with that? You just bouncing off dudes, busting collarbones?
Hines
is too swolled up, man. Hines is too swolled up now. That's it.
Nah, only his head is swolled up, though, man. It's only his head.
It's like hitting a brick wall. Oh, my God. Is that what happened? Is that what happened on that play?
I didn't see it.
I think so. I think
it wasn't a contact. He literally jumped up. It was like actually about four players jumping up for just the ball was up in the air, and then it was yelled. Everyone should have gone after it. He jumped up and landed awfully and literally landed straight on his – there's actually no contact on the play. He actually just landed straight on his shoulder, you know, just being really aggressive on the ball. So that's what ended up happening on that play. So other thing too, Mark, anything you want to leave us with? Because, listen, we could have you on for an hour and a half, but we got to have you back on for sure. Anything you want to leave us with? Because I know you're one of the few guys that gets out there early.
You got any dirt on Joe?
What you got
NWO?
To say about me, Steve? Come on, man. What you got to say about NWO?
You know what, Joe? I'm still waiting for my damn hat, okay?
Oh, don't do that. That's your own fault.
I'm really upset.
Bets out there? Outstanding bets?
No. He pretends to be a golfer, and since I work at Lids and stuff, man, he wants a little golf hat and everything, but he wants to wait 3 days. He wants to wait 3 days after they sell out to buy it.
What's
that's
wrong with that?
Anyway.
What's wrong with that? We don't got them no more. I can't be doing nothing if we don't got none.
I'm waiting on my S-Dot hat, too. Joe, what's up?
Oh, man, anytime. I get you a nice NWO hat, man.
There you go. Okay.
Hey, guys, real quick, I am really upset that we have to wait another week to play football.
I feel the same type of way, man. Yo, blame Storm Miller. He brought the storm.
What if it don't storm? It was supposed to storm today. It didn't storm today. What if it don't?
Right,
what if nothing comes?
They're calling for light showers on Sunday morning. That's
it. Is that right?
I don't think it's going
to happen. Okay, here's the deal.
Yeah, man.
No, listen. This is the deal. Here's what happened. And I'm no horticulturalist, but because I have to do so much with the football, I've learned about what happens with this grass. If it rains today, tomorrow, Saturday, and we get on there on Sunday, it's going to literally rip up all the grass. Now, I cannot substantiate these rumors, but there was a couple teams in the league that was going out on Bob Case and would rip up the field. So when the water gets under it, it's just going to do nothing but rip the grass out. I think that's the concern. Now, Mark, you're saying you heard only light showers, what, on Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday morning.
But
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so that's the issue.
If we get on there for 3 or 4 hours, we will literally rip up all the grass.
Absolutely. We're not even gonna shut you down. We're gonna leave you here until we wrap the show up. Here's what we'll do: check out the scores highlights. I'm not gonna make the power rankings. Just check out all the. If you look at the standings, right, there's four teams undefeated, a couple teams who haven't won a game. Everyone else is sort of in the middle.
Who are your two next teams that you're playing? Did you check the schedule? Who are you all playing in the next 2 weeks?
We're playing against 1-1, and I guess the game after that, SBD.
All right, well, you guys are going to have a doubleheader next week. We're going to try to put both your games. The schedule is going to change, so week four you're going to have two games.
I will not be there. I will be at the Eagles game.
Are you serious? You won't be there?
Yeah, it's my brother's bachelor party. We're going to the Eagles game.
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you something. That is the most destructive force in flag football. Not Joaquin. Not partying. It's the bachelor party. The bachelor party has single-handedly destroyed people's championships because they always have these bachelor parties. I find it fascinating that these bachelor parties
always.
But you gotta go.
Related to matrimony.
You gotta go though, right, Mark? Family comes first.
Yeah, I know. It's like one of those things. You just gotta do it. But I love playing flag football. It's gonna kill me. I have to wait. I think like 3 weeks now to play.
Oh, my gosh, that's horrible. That's horrible. Well, hey, I always tell people, we're me and T-Matrix are the crazy ones. You guys are the smart ones. You guys have lives. Life comes first.
Absolutely, absolutely. So check out the scores highlights, flagfootballamerica.com. Hit the KOP division on the field of flag football. So it was on flag. blogtalkradio.com/flagfootball. Mark, we'll let you take us out of this week's show. Anything you want to leave the league, any final thoughts, you get your time. You can wrap the whole show for week three, going into week two, going into week three.
Just want to say thanks for following me, finally having me on the podcast. Really appreciate everything you guys do for this league and keeping it up. I mean, without you guys, we wouldn't be playing flag football on Sundays. So, thanks for everything and have a great night.
All right, all right. So for myself, we got Joe C, S-Dot, Flag Football Advisory Board. Like I said, check out the show, blogtalkradio.com/flagfootball. Check out all the score sites on flagfootballamerica.com. We will see everyone into week four, and stay healthy.